This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here, solo today for a little while. Maybe Robin will be in a while, but we're not sure. Hey, we're at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anything you'd like to talk about, I'll talk about with you in regards to fishing, hunting, crabbing, shooting, and the great outdoors, and maybe a little bit beyond, but not much. Good morning, Chris. How you feel this morning?
I'm doing okay, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Well, right. doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. No complaints. Was out delivering the Maryland Hunting Quarter that came out this week. And hopefully that'll be online this weekend. People can view it online if they like. A lot of news this morning. A lot of news coming out of Annapolis and in the form of the conservation regulations set for striped bass for 2020. Deer increase, you know, after the early numbers said the deer season was down. Excuse me. The numbers are actually up overall. So, you know, the puzzle palace there at the General Assembly continues to amaze and baffle most people. And, you know, bad things are happening there this year. So, anyway, anything y'all want to talk about, I'm here to talk. If you'd like, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. I've got my old coffee sitting here from a couple days ago. The last cup was in the pot. I've got a new cup ready to roll, so fire when ready. 410-922-6680.
Were you able to get out?
Get out where?
Just get out.
Got out of the house once or twice.
Okay.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, I mean, even if just to go out and just enjoy the weather. Because, I mean, I don't know where you are, but up here it's going to get, it is getting mighty cold.
No, it's cold. Yeah, I was out all day yesterday and I was in Upper Delaware. I was in Cecil County and Harford County. I got to visit some fine folks up there and ran into a young man who wrote a story for the Hunting Quarterly. Never met the young man. He's 14 years old and his dad. And his name is Kai Hanks. He killed a big old heavy deer, 13-point buck with his muzzleloader on Youth Day. And I said, Kai, we got your story set up for the summer issue. And he said, great. And we got to talking about muzzleloaders and his dad is extremely deep into the muzzleloaders and precision shooting with muzzleloaders and rebarrels and custom bullets and, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, it's like, okay, that's cool. You know. So, but I like shooting a muzzleloader, no question. I have I think last count 9 of them. And to the point where, you know, I've got enough that I can pass them on to people that need them if they need something. I think our daughter has one. I think I sold one cheap to a buddy of mine, and it still shoots great. An old Thompson Center, not the Encore. I can't remember, Chris, but I got flintlocks and I got cap locks and I got inlines and Remington and CVA and Thompson Center and, you know, so it's a lot of fun. I like shooting them. No question. So let's see. I'm getting some emails. I'm getting some text. Oh, let's see. Oh, Chuck Spohr says, good morning. It's cold outside, 15 degrees in Hampstead, Maryland. That's a little chilly. That's up there in Carroll County. So
we do have a caller online.
We do?
Yes, we have Martin.
Martin is online. Let's talk to Martin. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Alan, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Fine, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, just checking in to see if you guys got your tickets.
We got our tickets, yes. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to that benefit next week.
Good.
So
good.
I know you didn't. You didn't get your tickets yet, but they're on their way. So you'll have
them.
You'll have them this week and plenty of time. So.
That's fine.
Yep. So how's the weather where you are in Queen Anne's County?
Fighting pretty good.
Yeah? It's chilly. I just walked out to the truck. It was a little, it's frosty. There's frost on the ground.
Yeah, it's because that wind didn't blow last night. We got frost, but I'm just glad it's not going to blow today because it's supposed to be pretty bad again today.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cold. I'm just glad it stopped raining. This was a dreary week, man. Dreary. Yeah, so cool.
But anywho.
You know, I texted somebody the other day and I said, big high skeins of geese going, headed north. And he texted back, too early. But are you seeing birds flying north up there?
A little bit here and there.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of them. There's plenty of geese here yet, but there's some high flocks up there that are, you know, they're not coming here. So
we always have the residential around here all the time. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the resident geese are just, yes, they're endemic. So. Well, good, Martin. I appreciate the call, and we'll see you next week for the fundraiser at the...
Stop on in, and I think you'll have a good time. There's a lot of things will be there you may be interested in, and it's definitely going to be a good meal, and it's for a good cause.
You got it, buddy. Anybody wants any information, I'll be more than glad to email it out to them from the home email here. Okay.
Yeah, there is some more tickets left, but they would have to send it to a certain address, and the tickets would be mailed to them. Probably by middle of this week, that'll be about it.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
See you, Martin. Bye-bye. So, we're looking forward to a couple of events coming up. Of course, we have the sponsorship for the National Outdoor Show here, and I'll be talking about that a little bit later, but a lot of interest in having deer scored across the state. Our guys are just crazy busy. They're measuring Sika deer. They're measuring whitetails. They're measuring deer from 10, 12 years ago. We got a deer in the other day from 1989, which is pretty cool. It was a big bow kill from Kent County. And when I say we got them in, I'm talking about people contacting Bucks, Bears, Stags, which is a company doing the measuring. We're an enterprise that's measuring deer with the intent of putting out a record book. And the record book is called Maryland's Finest Whitetail Bucks, Black Bears, and Sika Stags, or Sika, however you say it. But if you visit our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags, you'll see a number of the magnificent animals that are coming in, and people are, you know, committing to have their animals measured. We had two youngsters on there from Kent County. Deer were taken in Kent County. Got some big non-typicals. We got a lot of Sikas in, and so we're just measuring away here, and the database is being updated, and we are just going crazy with that. So let's talk to Chuck on the line. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
How you feeling, buddy? I'm glad you got off the cruise before all the quarantines and all that stuff started.
Yeah, well, you know, we could have been quarantined because Diane was sick then too, mm-hmm. but, we got out and, we got home, but,
she wasn't diagnosed with the coronavirus, was she?
No, she's diagnosed with pneumonia.
No, that's not good. How's she feeling now?
She's good. She's, you know, feels better. I mean,
that's good.
It's going to take a while to get it all out of her system, but
sure. Sure.
It was a cold day up in my friend Bob's up in Emmitsburg yesterday. I went and pulled my cameras,
uh-huh.
birds, and I hadn't pulled them since November. So I got had over 2,000 pictures between the two of them to look at.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a busy weekend for you.
Yeah, yeah. Because I went through real fast looking to see if there's, you know, anything really interesting. So
you did send me a couple last night. You got,
you got
two bucks look like they're squaring off a little bit.
Right.
And the big one versus the little one, and the little one looks a little intimidated, but they both have.
Or he's talking to his dad.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It looks a little bit aggressive, though, with that nose down towards the ground and the antlers pointed straight out.
Right.
That looks like it's a little bit of aggression there.
Right.
And then the one with kind of a young deer. I don't know if it's that same one, but there's a pretty good buck in the background there.
Yeah. We have up there, we got a heck of a lot of bucks.
Yeah, I see that.
So,
and then the coyote.
That coyote showed up the three times, I think, over the since November. So
yeah. Now is that the only coyote on the property? Can you tell by any identifying?
I can't tell if it's the same one, but no, we've
he'll bring you up today. So just hang in there.
Not so much last year, but the other years we've been able to stand up by the lodge and listen to them howl at night.
Yeah, yeah, they do that, and that's a eerie sound when you hear a bunch of them.
Oh yeah.
Doing that,
so. Oh yeah. Yep.
No question.
Yep.
So.
Hey, Chris, did you come on here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, did you get out hunting last week, or was it too wet?
No, I didn't go. I'm providing it doesn't rain on Monday. I'm planning to go on Monday.
Okay. I got when I was up in Emmitsburg at the place I hunt all the time. I talked to the landowner, and he gave you permission to come up to his land and then go after some squirrels if you'd like.
Very nice. I will have to get that information from you.
Right. Yep. But we were taking 100 pounds of corn and split it into 50-pound bags and talking and all that. And that all of a sudden reminded me. I said, shit, I better ask while I remember.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I think there's even a permission slip involved in that, isn't
there? Yeah, there is. I've got some pre-printed. I just had to get it.
No.
You've got one.
Oh, okay.
He gave me, his parts filled out. So all that I have to do is get it to you. So.
Okay. All right.
So, but we can talk about that, after you get off the air.
Okay. So. Definitely. I'll give you a call.
Right.
All right.
Then,
great. Thank you very much, Chuck.
Yeah. And he gave me one for Alan too, in case he threw his away after he was up there during bear season.
Actually, I didn't throw it away, but it's nice to always have another one, you know. So
yep.
It's all good.
Sounds good. So I'm going to be sending you a text shortly of a stump where I keep a trophy rock. And
yeah.
And the squirrels go after that trophy rock, and you're right, it's 20 yards below my blind, and that's where we recommend that you be put when you go up there, because you're in a blind, you're hidden, and there's I see squirrels all the time. So.
There you go.
Okay, nice.
What a deal, huh?
Definitely.
Yep.
Thank
cool,
you.
Man.
So we'll talk later.
Yeah, I'll give you a call when I get off the air.
Good enough.
All right, thank you very much, Chuck. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate that, sir.
Yep. And like I said, I wanted to talk to you last night. I got the permission slip for you too. So.
Yep, I got it. Appreciate it. All right, man.
Good enough. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Best to Diane.
Yep. Bye.
See ya. Bye bye. Let's talk to Bruce on the line. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
How are you?
I caught part of a conversation, but didn't get all the details on WCBM a couple days ago, where Frank Luber was talking about there were going to be new restrictions on gun control. What I understand, they're supposed to raise the fees for registration for like the next 4 or 5 years. But I didn't catch all of it. I believe like $200 in 2021, $400 the next year, or is that wrong? Fill me in.
I can't. And the reason I can't fill you in is because I'm absent from Annapolis this year. I can send you, if you have email, I can send you a link to John Jocelyn's newsletter, and that'll show you everything you want. And I'll do that for anybody. But I have not honestly kept up with a lot of it. I've weighed in a little bit on a couple bills that I've heard about as far as hunting is concerned, some different things, and some things actually got changed as a result. But as far as the gun bills and stuff, I'm not there. I mean, there's no offense to anybody, but I stepped away a year ago, and I have interest in it, of course, self-interest in what happens in Annapolis, but I am not actively involved.
Well, I understand that, and to be fair, because you probably get tired of dealing with some of the crapola, let's just put it that way. So,
no, it's not even that. You know, Annapolis takes a tremendous amount of time and a tremendous amount of effort, and fundraising took even a bigger toll. And, but, you know, I've got a business to run, and I've just got, I guess after 30-some years of activism, you know, I kind of want to just see what's going on, but I don't want to be actively involved. And I know I've been preaching to the choir here, you know, get involved, get involved, get involved, and there are many of you who have, many of you who still are. I've come to the end of my run on Annapolis, unfortunately. Who knows? At this point, you know, who knows what will happen in the future. But
well,
I still have an advisory role. I still, like I said, I still observe. I still keep the tip of my little finger in it. But, you know, full-throated, full-bore, maniac on a mission, that's not me anymore.
Well, so in regards to that, I'm a Republican and conservative. I haven't always been there, and a lot of times I get active in my community and concerned about what's going on and some of the political stuff and go to different types of meetings and even testimony at,
sure,
at City Hall, and you get tired of the crapola and you get worn down, particularly being a Republican and conservative in Baltimore City. I won't go into those details because
right,
that's not what this show is about. So,
well, I appreciate
you know,
that.
I'm not much at email, so anyway, but I'll find out. I get the information. So, a lot of times you can contact legislative resources. They can send you stuff to send you stuff.
That's right. That's exactly right. You can get involved as you want to get. You can be as involved as you want to be. So,
well, and you got to be prepared. You got to know what you're talking about. So sometimes people, I went to where you're allowed to give testimony, and people show up and have no idea what you're talking about on other issues. So
no,
anyway,
no question.
Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Anybody in line there, Chris?
No, sir.
We're
free to go.
All right, well,
I mean, as
okay.
Far as commercials are...
Well, I'm gonna talk about a couple of things.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk about the 75th annual outdoor show. That's coming up February 28th and 29th, two weekends from now, if you count this one as one. And that's at Golden Hill Road, 3485 Golden Hill Road. That's right down Route 16, Church Creek, Maryland, headed towards Golden Hill. $8 admission for adults, $4 for kids. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You will be in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We are proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping, and I mean, there's anything and everything down there. savor local seafood delicacies, and you can eat muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland. That's Dorchester County. February 28th, 29th, see you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. For more information, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. nationaloutdoorshow.org. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, it's coming up. Well, it's here. Panfish season gets a little warmer out there, a little deeper into the month. I guess perch are starting to run right now. I saw some pictures of some nice yellow perch the other day, and then followed by the white perch as well. But they're Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale coming up Friday, March 6th through Sunday, March 15th. That's fish and tackle for perch and trout on sale. And here's the part I like. You can save on premium monofilament line. You get it for half price from only 1 cent per yard. All you got to do is empty your spools, bring them in, and have them refilled with new line at half price. What a deal. Shakespeare, Ugly Stick, and Fluger, all rods and reels are on sale. The Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series are on sale. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President series, kids fishing combos, and kits for trout, bass, and catfish, and panfish, and more on sale from $19.95. Trolling lures on sale. Clark spoons, Sea Striker planers, you know, gear up for those Spanish mackerels that you're going to be allowed to troll for, on sale. St. Croix rods are also available at Clyde Sports Shop. Take a look at that light, nice big selection. Live and frozen bait, fishing license, rod and reel repairs. Lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass. Circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Make sure you attend their sale. That's the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale, March 6th through March 15th, Friday through Sunday. And we'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. A steady hand to pull that load behind.
All right. I think we baited Stan out of his slumber as he rolls along the highways up there on Route 70. What do you think there, Chris?
I think so. And even not, I mean, even if we don't do that, just that up music is
gotta be you gotta
going.
Love it. We're gonna be upbeat all. We're gonna be all upbeat. I hope all day here because you know we're gonna keep the people alert, the folks, the listeners, the audience, in tune with what's going on. So anyway, well, New Jersey is. Done some work on their striped bass season over there in the Garden State. One fish between 28 and 38 inches per fishing trip. It's a slot limit. And then there is a bonus permit that allows anglers to keep one additional striped bass between 24 and 28 inches starting on May 15th with only 27,000 bonus permits available. So they have reduced their harvest on striped bass. And the whole goal of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which is the entire pretty much, I don't know how many states is involved. I can't remember. I've said it before in the air. We've had people talk about it on the air. We get next month, I think on the 14th, I believe, we're going to have a representative of Maryland Department of Natural Resources trying to explain the new regulations. But the conservation regulations set for spring season 2020 goes like this. Commercial quota has been cut, targeting striped bass by the recreational sector, that's you and me, will be starting April 1st, including a prohibition of trolling. And the spring trophy season will be delayed until May 1st. Limits are one fish per person at a 35-inch minimum. And they're still working on the summer regulations. But May 1, one fish, 35 inches, and that is it. So how do you like that? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Delaying the season by a couple of weeks like they have done will, you know, allow those fish to spawn and head back out of the bay. Outlawing the doing away with the catch and release and the targeting. Excuse me, will allow those striped bass to come in and spawn without the being hit by recreational anglers, and it's all about conservation measures for this great fish, the state fish of Maryland, striped bass. So, anybody on the line there, Chris?
Yes, we've got Glenn.
Let's talk to Glenn. Morning, Glenn. How are you, Glenn?
Hey, doing.
I'm good. How are you doing? You staying warm?
Yeah, pretty well.
Got the wood burner going?
No, I don't have a wood burner.
I got it.
Anyway, it's cold out there.
It is, no question.
Like Bruce was saying, I guess I think it was something on the show that has Saul Casey and Bruce Elliott. They were talking about, I didn't have exact details, but she was in like on there 3 or 4 increments for the registration, and that was even registrations of the guns you already had.
Yeah.
I think it started out about, like Bruce said, about $200, and it was, say, 2 or 3 increments, and the top one was. If you didn't have it by, I forget what year it is, or 2024 or somewhere like that,
right.
That it would be $1,000 per gun later on.
As far left as the General Assembly is concerned, I don't see that passing. But, I don't know that any other state has any kind of regulations like that. I'm concerned about the secondary transfer being passed in the General Assembly. We had a provision struck from a bill here this week that would not have allowed hunters, teenagers under the age of 18 to hunt alone. And the sponsor you know, he looked at it and goes, oh, man, I didn't see that. You know, so when you say, you know, I didn't see it in the bill, and when you're, you know, on the committee and you didn't see a provision in the bill, what are you doing? What are you doing down there? You know? There's an agenda. There's definitely an agenda. There's a far-left agenda when it comes to seizing guns. And Maryland is a ripe picking ground because we are so blue in Maryland and so left that, you know, it's a testing ground for these bills. And these bills are drafted, you know, by organizations. And they run them through different states and they see how much they can get away with. And then they use that as test legislation to go to other general assemblies and state governments throughout the country. And they go, oh, look, hey, look, Maryland passed this, or hey, Virginia passed that, or said somebody else. And you know, as a hunter, there's not a lot of folks that are dealing with this kind of stuff. There's a couple. Congressional Sportsman's Foundation in D.C. is one. Sportsman's Alliance is another. Safari Club International is another. These are organizations that are looking out for hunters. Dallas Safari Club is a good one. National Rifle Association. Okay. The ILA, what's it called? The NRA ILA, their legislative branch. But they've got to depend on citizens as well for feedback, you know. And I can tell you in Maryland, having been in the same room with the firearms lobbyists that are hired by some of these national organizations, they can't tell you a 410 from a 223. I got to be honest with you, you know. And the folks that they hire are all kind of cronies of the members of the General Assembly. You know, oh, this bill, you know, this is bad, blah, blah, blah. They testify, you know. And then, you know, an hour later, you're down at Harry Brown's having a cocktail with the same people that are on the committee. It's politics. So, Glenn, I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, I'm waiting to definitely.
All right, buddy.
That's
good.
Anyway.
That's good.
So tell Rob and I said hi.
I'll do that. I hope she's
doing okay, or just not up and around yet.
She's got a little something going on, but I think she'll be all right. She's just tired. We did Valentine's Day on Thursday, rather than yesterday. She babysat all day yesterday, and been a lot of company in and out here at the house. And you know, we stayed out later than we've stayed out in a long, long time on Thursday night. You know, 10 o'clock's about our limit. So,
yeah.
but it was we had a nice meal. We drove to Ocean City and had a nice meal. So it's all good, buddy. So
all right.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
God bless.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Chris, anybody?
No, sir.
Oh, my goodness. No comments on the striped bass regulations?
Well, no, they're still waking up.
I know. It's early. It's cold. It's February, man. It's not, and it's after the Saturday night. I mean, it's a Saturday morning after the Friday night what's that
lots
thing called?
Of affection.
Yeah. That's right.
Deep affection.
Yes. Somebody sent me a meme yesterday. It was pretty funny. a little meme.
Gotcha.
Let me see if I can find it here. There's hundreds of texts. There's a good one. Oh, it's yeah. It's a picture of a deer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big buck.
Okay.
And it says, 9 months from now, you could be going deer hunting or changing a diaper. Make good decisions on Valentine's night.
Good point.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. So that's pretty funny. But, the text this week are interesting. But a couple of good news things that are good news. We've got a scoring event at the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit. That's March 14th, and that's in Glen Burnie. Maryland Bowhunter Society. Just, you know, Google it and make sure you get your ticket. And if you have a deer that needs measured, if you live in Baltimore or Anne Arundel or, you know, somewhere in the central Maryland region, here's a great opportunity for you. You tend to benefit, okay, and you get your deer measured all in the same time. We're going to have two giant deer on display, both bow kills. Ed Winchester's bringing his big giant 196-inch buck. And just found out yesterday that Jamie Houchins is bringing his 180-something plus non-typical. These are both beautiful bucks on display. We'll have Ryan Majeska's big non-typical that we're actually going to measure there at the show. And then we'll have Kevin Miller's state record firearms buck. This is a typical buck that's 194, I think, and 4/8 inches, something like that. These are enormous, giant bucks that in their own right would be, you know, featured on any big whitetail display in the country. These are Maryland deer, and these are going to be with bucks, bears, and stags at our booth. And we're looking for people to bring out their black bear skulls, because when you take a black bear and you get it mounted, even if you have a rug made, that's not the actual skull in the rug. The skull is removed and the artificial mouth parts and teeth are put in the skull. You get the skull as your trophy, you know, as part of that mount. So we measure bear skulls, length plus width for the record books. If you add those two together and you're over 16 inches, you make the record book, the Maryland record book. Okay. That's called Maryland's Finest Bucks, Bears, and Stags. And that's on our website, bucksbearstags.com, bucks-bears-stags.com. Take a look at the Facebook page. Take a look at the website, and then attend either the National Outdoor Show, the Maryland Bowhunter Society. We have an event in Garrett County by the Quality Deer Management Association folks up there called Mountain Monarchs. That's on March 21st. So anybody that is within the sound of my voice and living up in Garrett or Allegheny County, you can you can do that, and you can round up the folks who might have killed a nice bear up there, bring them to the event. And then there's another event in Thurmont at a taxidermist on April 4th. All these events are on the website, so check it out. Or you can simply make an appointment with one of the local taxidermists, which a lot of, or one of the local measures, which a lot of folks are doing. And we're anxious about all that. But this record book, you know, 30-some years of records and thousands of entries and pictures and stories and history and all that type of stuff. So, you know, Maryland's Finest, the best of the best in Maryland. And they're going to be on display, and you can see them. You can talk to the guys that took those animals and hear the stories, and it's going to be a good time. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Chris, anybody on the line?
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. Nobody's on the line. I mean, they're looking outside. They're seeing the frost and saying, I'm just going to crawl back into bed.
Let me tell you what. If I wasn't on this show and we weren't doing this show for 30-some years, guess where I'd be? I'd be under the covers.
There you go.
No question about it. So I don't blame anybody, you know. But trying to, you know, this early hour, we got people who are up, who are sportsmen, who have, you know. And if I've cured your insomnia and you went back to bed, good for you. Sometimes we do that, right, Chris? Sometimes we're very therapeutic. Hello, Chris. He must be answering a call. Well, that's okay. He can answer a call all you want. Go ahead there, Chris. Go ahead and answer a call, Chris, if you need to.
Okay, well, we've got Dave on the line.
Dave on the line. Well, let's talk to Dave. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Doing well.
Good.
Two things. One, a comment, and one, a question. Beginning of the month, my wife and I started the month outright. We left Perry Hall early in the morning, headed to Virginia Beach to visit our 15-month-old granddaughter and family.
Ah, congratulations. That's cool.
Yep. And stopped at that donut shop on the way down.
Bay Country Bakery.
Bay Country Bakery. Yes, that was very nice. I had a sandwich on some sort of French something or other.
Yeah.
And my wife really liked the cake donuts.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep. So that's you're two for two on sponsors as far as I'm concerned.
We have good sponsors, you know, and I get to see them almost every month and have a conversation with them and, you know, find out what's going on and actually in their lives and what's going on with the shop and the business and all that stuff. And I try to share some of that stuff with you. You know, it's just like Battery Warehouse. I haven't talked about them in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as a personal thing, when I'm in there and I go to the Eldersburg headquarters, and Randy Nichols is in there. He's a big deer hunter. He loves to, you know, reloader and trophy, you know, he loves to hunt big deer and he manages his deer herd on his property and things like that. And I like talking to Randy. But when a customer comes in and talks about something happening in their vehicle with their battery, Randy just says, well, that's probably your this or that or whatever it might be. And even Brittany, his wife, guy came in the other day while I was there and he says, do you sell batteries for these remote car starters? I don't have a key for my car. I have this little, you know, keyless car starter thing. And she said, yeah, hold on a minute. Popped it open, put a battery in. There you go. I mean, it was like just like nothing, you know, just like, yeah, we do this every day. Batteries are batteries, you know. So I said, do you have a such and such number 44 battery? Oh, yeah, there's some right there. Why don't you, there's a three pack. I'm like, cool. That's for my meat thermometer. Battery for a meat thermometer. Who sells those? So, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Usually you think if that battery goes up, you got to throw the thing away, but they can get it back for you.
Yep. No question.
Oh my. The question I had, that job I have, I'm on our safety committee. So
yeah.
We have people go out in the field, and I've been looking into the subject of ticks. Yep. I was just wondering if when you get hunters go out, I guess the season you go out, maybe you don't see much in the way of ticks.
We see ticks all the time. We pick ticks off of ourselves all the time. Spring turkey season coming up. Yeah, there's, you know, fishing along the bank. Yeah, you got to watch out for ticks. We use a couple of things. One, anything that has permethrin in it.
Okay.
We use Sawyers primarily. Comes in a yellow and black spray or yellow and black pump bottle. It's called Sawyers, and that's one of the most effective. Yellow and black bottle. Sawyers. Remember Tom Sawyer? Yep, Tom Sawyers.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. Like Tom. I'm gonna write that down.
Yep.
And
you don't spray it on your body. You spray it on your clothes.
Okay.
So before you go field, you spray down your clothes and let it dry. And that's what we use to prevent ticks. But I can tell you, there's a lot of nasty tick diseases out there in Maryland. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is one. Lyme disease is another. And then there's another one that is spread by a tick-borne disease that's called the alpha-gal allergy, which prevents you from eating red meat.
Oh, I've met two people that have that.
Yeah.
That would wipe me out. I don't know. I might.
I mean, you know, you have a nice steak for dinner, and then you wake up in the middle of the night itching and hives, and you know,
yeah,
or worse, you know. So
right, you know, hamburgers over with. So
yeah,
I don't want that one.
Nope.
Some of what I've read, and if you realize that the tick's got you, and if you can bring it back with you and get to the doctors and all, a lot of that stuff, they treat you right away.
That's true.
You're not going to develop the disease.
Yep. That's true. When the Maryland Hunting Quarterly goes online, it should be sometime this weekend, I think.
Okay.
That's out of my control. That's between my designer and my web guy.
Okay.
But there's an article in there about a fellow from the Upper Shore who had Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Take a look at that.
So, I will. I'll definitely do that. Thank you, sir.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, after frigid Valentine's, we try to head uphill this weekend. South winds kick in today And I think tomorrow and Monday, they do take us back above average, actually, into the 50s. Our high this afternoon at 35. Low tonight, even freeze, not as cold as last night. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 51, and low 50s for Monday. Next chance for rain Tuesday, early next week, about a quarter of an inch of rain advertised Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chris, with this limited amount of time, let's go right to Mary, okay?
Down your fishing pole.
Hello, Alvin.
Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm always very interested in your show. I just like the variety of it. But one thing I want to say is I never quite understand where these locations are that you're talking about. And by the time I've got to get online, I've got so much work to do, I can't, you know, take the time to go visit some site or this or that. Now,
nice.
You're talking about one where they're going to have beautiful displays of the America's finest, and they're going to be measuring this and that. Where is that happening?
Maryland's finest. That's at the Maryland Bowhunter Society Benefit Banquet, and that's at Martin's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie on March 14th.
Martin's 8th Avenue.
No.
Is that the same people as
Martin's? No, wait, not Martin. I apologize. It's not Martin's. That's another venue. It's at Michael's 8th Avenue. Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie.
In Glen Burnie. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Glen Burnie. Mm-hmm. Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie.
Yeah, I think I went there to a currency show one time.
You may have.
Show or something like that.
Sure, you may have.
That's the kind of place they have that stuff.
Well, they've got a nice display room there. Yeah, they've got a nice benefit room if you want to do that.
It was in Glen Burnie.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, what day is it?
That's March 15th, March 14th, Saturday, March 14th.
Oh, okay. So that's all the way off till March.
March,
now, what about the one about the muskrat?
That's in Dorchester County.
In Dorchester.
Yeah, that's at the school, South Dorchester School, in Golden Hill, Maryland. And that's February.
I have no idea where any of that is.
Well, if you go to Cambridge.
Okay.
And you turn right at the Royal Farms, that's called Woods Road. That will take you to Route 16. You take Route 16 to Church Creek, which is a next stop sign. You turn left in Church Creek. It's about 10 miles down the road. You turn left to Church Creek like you're going towards Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, I went all through there.
You go through the you go on 16 through the refuge. You keep going towards Golden Hill, and the school's on the left-hand side.
Oh, okay, because that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I have to know where it is exactly, because I got to get a friend to drive.
Yeah.
I got to buy them some gas, get some.
Sure. If you want to write it, it's 30.
Like
if you want to write it down, it's 3485 Golden Hill Road.
3485 Golden Hill. Okay.
Yep, in Church Creek.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. I hope to see you there.
You want to know something about ticks?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. There's this book that came out just about a year ago. It was in the springtime or something. They gave an interview with this lady who wrote this book. It's called Bitten, B-I-T-T-E-N. It's not a fiction book. It's a true book about some guy that came here. He was a Swiss man named Willie, something impossible for the last name.
Yep.
He came here with Project Paperclip at the end of World War II.
Yep.
You know, and he was a bio-warfare guy with ticks. He invented Lyme disease. Lyme disease and turned it loose on the far eastern tip of Long Island. And, of course, the wind blew the stuff over there to Lyme, Connecticut. And the guy lived to be very, very old, and this woman, I can't remember her name, but anyway, the name of her book is Bitten. And, you know, it came out last year, and it was, you know, I think pretty much of a good seller at the time.
Right.
I didn't actually buy it, but I have a brother that had Lyme disease, so I referred it to him.
And, well, when I Google... There's the music we got to go, but when I Google Bitten, it talks about a movie of a lady werewolf. we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Thanks,
Mary. I appreciate that. Yep, you got it. Take care. All right. Hey, there's three events on the Bucks, Bears, and Stags Facebook page. Go take a look. Bucks, Bears, Stags. .com, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Facebook, and you'll find it. All right, there's the music. Sparky's not here to say it, so I'll say it. Get out, stay out, stay safe.